But right now, I'll turn things over to Ham, who'd like to present some e-brakes, I believe.
Yes, it's the halfway mark of the year.
Wait, hold on, Ham. Let me stop you real quick.
What's going on?
I'm getting a note from Daddy here that we actually have a special guest on the line that wants to wish Matt Birmingham a happy birthday. Apparently, Matt's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, really?
And he failed to tell us about this, and somebody on the line would like to wish him happy birthday. Caller, who are we speaking to?
I am the silence before justice strikes. The storm, cloaked in shadow. I was born in blood and fire, rebuilt by purpose. I am the myth criminals pray isn't real. The reckoning they feel in their final breath. I am the guardian angel who protects young women when Daddy is prowling late at night.
Oh,
I am vengeance. I am the night. I am Batman.
Whoa!
After a night,
the Batman.
After a night of Batman. I am Batman. After a night of defeating the scourge of Gotham, I'm here to wish a very special young man a very special birthday. His friends say they call him Ham, and much like the other patients I visit at Gotham General, this special little guy likes candy, chicken tenders, and Dr. Pepper, and is one of the preeminent fans of the Dark Knight in the Dallas metropolitan area. I'm Batman. It's incredibly important for the sake of Gotham that you remember that I am not Bruce Wayne. I'm Batman.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, yeah. Very identifying himself. Wow, what a treat, Ham.
Happy
your
birthday,
hero.
Ham.
I know. Don't open the utility belt and find all those beans.
Don't chew Batman's wheels off, you jerk.
You're a very special young man, Matthew. And I wanted to say, from the bottom of Batman's heart, happy 12th birthday from me, Batman, because I'm Batman.
Actually, not turning 12. I'm a full grown man, I think.
How old are you now, Ham?
I'm like 50 or something.
He's pretty old, Batman.
Yeah, he's not a little kid, man.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I just assumed, based on what your friends told me, that you were some meek, helpless little child like the Riddler before I shipped his ass off to Arkham. I have the description here. Hold on. Yes, it says that Matthew Birmingham likes to play with action figures, eats Uncrustables, loves Batman, and never eats vegetables or drinks water. Yeah. I have to say, young man, for a growing boy like you, it's imperative that you eat your vegetables and stay hydrated.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you think that I could see at night without the carrots that Alfred cooked? I mean, I cook for myself every day. I don't have a butler.
Who's Alfred?
Because I'm not Bruce Wayne. I'm Batman. Listen, do you think that I could ever fight Bane and his classless group of domestic terrorists without drinking water? You're going to make your stay in the hospital even longer if you don't take care of yourself, Matthew. Listen to me. I'm Batman. Swear to me that you will eat your vegetables.
All right, I'll try one.
I'm also Venmoing you a dollar for a corn dog.
Oh, thank you.
By the way, it's important to note, Batman, he's not in the hospital. He's just a grown man that likes you. He's a big fan.
And I'm not sick at all.
Yeah, he's doing fine, kind of.
How could anyone with a diet like that not be in the hospital?
We ask that question all the time.
He's our little medical Marvin.
Well, your friend's description of you goes on to say that you weigh 90 pounds. That's it?
Just about, yeah.
How sick are you?
I'm sick. He's just
perfect bill of health.
He's skinny.
How much time did the doctors give you?
I'm not.
Are you the guy that keeps sending me his homoerotic Batman fan fiction?
No, I don't have that.
In the Batcave.
In your Batcave? What does that mean?
Whatever. Who am I to judge the writings of a sick kid on his deathbed?
I'm not sick.
Again. Grown man.
Did you know I lost my parents when I was your age? I mean, I'm Batman, not Bruce Wayne. I'm Batman.
We're wishing Ham a happy birthday, apparently, as Batman has called in to say happy 50th birthday to our little Ham here.
Wait, hold on. What is it, Robin? Wait. No, I can't open your chocolate milk for you right now. Can't you see them on the back phone? What? Well, I'm sorry, you're just going to have to eat your corn pops and regular milk. All right, anyway.
You got bad stuff to deal with.
I'm Batman.
Yeah.
I'm told by your friends that you worship the world's greatest detective, but you can't detect your own vitamin deficiencies.
That's true. Irony right there.
You should give Flintstone's vitamins another try. Pretend it's candy. I have to ground up Robin's vitamins and put them on a spoon with peanut butter.
That's what I need to do. I need to eat like a dog.
A dog, yeah.
Your classmates also tell me that Your illness is making it difficult for you to read 40-liners out loud without sounding like a stroke victim using Rosetta Stone to learn Mandarin.
That is true, but they're not my classmates. They're my coworkers.
Huh. I'm told that hearing you read out loud is like reliving the Princess Diana car crash.
All right, that's harsh. Well,
that's unnecessary.
Not that bad.
Wouldn't have happened if Batman was in Paris that night. But alas, I was protecting Gotham from misdemeanor drug crimes.
I don't think that was Paris.
Who are you?
They say that you don't need birthday wishes, but rather a subscription to Hooked on Phonics.
That might help.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah.
I've been stabbed by Gotham criminals with a better grasp of syntax and sentence structure than you, Batman. This illness is really taking a hold of you, weakening you. But that's what makes Batman Batman. Not winning, but failing and getting back up. Knowing you'll fail. Fail 1,000 times, but still won't give up. I'm Batman.
I can't really tell Batman's message here. He's not hearing us. He's not a child. He's a grown man that's just obsessed with Batman.
Yeah, you're not doing great detective work right now. Do you have
a
parting message for Ham here?
I do. You're something I could never be. I'm something you could never be. I think that's called a paradox. Okay, I have to go now. I have to take Robin to school in the Batmobile because I'm Batman. But remember, it's not who you are underneath, but what you do that defines you. Tell the musers that I see what they do at night, and that I'm coming for Gordon. And Daddy, porn is an addiction.
A necessary shot at Daddy there.
Thanks, Batman.
Batman, what a treat.
Wow, who knew that? How do you even get our phone number?
Why is Robin in summer school?
I don't understand that either.
Well, he's held back.
Yeah, I guess.
He's a ward.
What a treat for you, bud.
Amazing.
Happy birthday.
Thanks, guys.
Even though it was yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
You didn't bring it up yesterday, so
yeah,
did what we could there.
Well, congratulations, Hammond. We love you. Happy birthday. There's Batman.